When people talk about Ralph Anderson, they usually mention two things first: his strong work ethic and his sense of humor. His wife, Flossie Anderson, says he brought those qualities with him wherever he went.
He's really easy to know. He always had a sense of humor around him, and, you know, so he has many contributions unique to all of us.
She says that included President Barack Obama's visit to Dillingham in 2015, which he helped organize.
He hosted the president, and he even danced. You danced with the president, and I know that a lot of people see that on YouTube or wherever it's shown, but that was one of the experiences that he had, you know, and that's how Barack Obama and Ralph Anderson got famous.
Anderson was born in 1954 and grew up in Clark's Point, a small village south of Dillingham in Bristol Bay. He attended Dartmouth College for 2 years and graduated with a bachelor's degree from the University of Alaska Fairbanks in 1979. Anderson lived in Utqiagvik for about 20 years. He met Flossie while working for her father.
My father, the late Edmund Hobson, introduced me to Ralph one day. Upon Ralph's insistence, he gave up and he go downstairs where I worked, and my dad introduced me to Ralph. So that's how it happened.
They were married for 40 years. Anderson worked for the North Slope Borough, Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, and Ilisarvik College. In 1980, he traveled to Greenland to help establish the charter for the Inuit Circumpolar Council. First chief of the Chukchayong Tribal Council, Thomas Tolden, knew Anderson growing up in Bristol Bay.
I went down to fish camp at Eacock, and we always stopped at Clark's on our way back home. And so I got to know the Clark's Point people very well, and Ralph was one of them, of course.
Tolden remembers one time when Anderson mentioned he caught a whale near Utqiagvik.
And I was like, really? You caught a whale? And he says, yeah. He said, we broke trail out to the opening, and we pitched a tent, and people had gone in to start heating up tea water, and he says him and a friend were outside, and right along the opening there comes a whale just cruising right by. And
Anderson grabbed the gun and his friend threw the spear.
So he pulled the trigger on the gun, and he says what was really funny was that he forgot to take the glove off of the gun, and so he shot right through that glove, and he says, but I got the whale, though. And we laughed like heck about that. That was one of the good things about Ralph, was that he'd share things, and we'd have a good laugh about it afterwards.
Anderson moved back to Bristol Bay in the late 1990s, where he joined the Bristol Bay Native Association as the Natural Resources Program Manager before he became president and CEO in 2005. Tolden says one of the first things he noticed about Anderson was his willingness to listen.
He would actually start investigating whatever subject that they were working on, and he would travel back to D.C. if it required him to do so. But he was always precise and hardworking, and would get the job done.
At the helm of the association, Anderson was deeply involved in the debate around the proposed Pebble Mine. In 2006, a year after Anderson was appointed, the board adopted a resolution opposing mining in the region until studies could prove that it could be done safely. At a 2014 Environmental Protection Agency hearing in Dillingham, Anderson said that Pebble's purpose as a for-profit corporation was to make profits for its shareholders.
They aren't here to protect our cultures and our resources. They aren't here to protect our land and waters. They aren't here to make sure our world-class fisheries prosper and grow. They aren't a job service. They have no commitment whatsoever to our region.
Anderson was co-chair of the Alaska Federation of Natives Board and later served as the board's representative for Bristol Bay. He also chaired the Bristol Bay Partnership and the Western Alaska Salmon Coalition. Another AFN co-chair, Patrick Anderson, says Anderson worked closely on several federal policy issues that affect rural Alaska Natives. That included a system that enabled them to better access subsistence resources.
Ralph was better versed in the technicalities of that system than I was, but basically it was trying to set up, at that point, a tier system where locals would have access to resources before non-locals. We were always trying to educate people about how important this was, particularly for Ralph and his constituents in Bristol Bay with the balance between commercial fisheries and subsistence fisheries.
Anderson's work was marked by his range and depth of knowledge. From international native rights conferences, to meetings with politicians in Washington, D.C., to local discussions on subsistence in Bristol Bay. He was also known for being compassionate and down-to-earth, with a knack for telling stories. Fred Washington is originally from St. Michael and now lives in Naknek. He said one day, years ago, a friend invited him to a steam where he met Anderson. Those steams became a standing appointment.
And during the steam fest, it was fun because the stories they tell, and Ralph was such a, he was a good storyteller. I'd sit there and I could visualize in my mind while Father telling the story.
Washington said when he lived in Dillingham, Anderson would take him out on boat rides along the coast.
I just want to say that I enjoyed him in life, and I hope we have a good trip going beyond. And I send my condolences to the family and friends of his.
Anderson was a shareholder of the Native Village Corporation of Clark's Point, Saguyuk Incorporated, as well as the Bristol Bay Native Corporation. He was named BBNC Elder of the Year in 2019. Anderson's wife, Flossie, says he was devoted to working for the people.
He was always working for the benefit of the Bristol Bay region, benefit of the Arctic Slope region, benefit of all of Alaska. Wherever he went to, he had a purpose and he accomplished what he set out to do.
Anderson's family said he died from complications due to cancer. He was 67 years old. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.